from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Israeli security forces shot and killed a Palestinian man who opened fire on them early Sunday in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli police and military had been looking for the suspect, whom they believed had carried out two shooting attacks on Israelis in the West Bank Saturday. Israeli police said the terrorist was found and surrounded. He pulled out his weapons at the Israeli security forces, and in response, the terrorist was killed in the West Bank village of Nabi Sela, near the city of Ramallah. One Palestinian was lightly wounded in the shooting. There were no Israeli casualties. Israel is allowing entry into a disputed Jerusalem holy place that is revered by Jews and Muslims after it was briefly closed in the wake of a deadly shooting attack last week by Arab citizens of Israel.
Israeli police reopened the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's Old City, the site Jews call the Temple Mount, after a shooting attack on Friday that killed two Israeli policemen and three Arab gunmen. New security measures are in place, including metal detectors and cameras. Deputy Jerusalem Police Commander Ami Eshed said the use of firearms at the holy place requires a crackdown. Eshed said all Muslim worshippers entering the site will be thoroughly checked, but he added the measures would be eased when the security situation permits, because it is impossible to check the tens of thousands of Palestinians who come to the mosque to pray on Fridays and on holidays. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. On Sunday, Iraqi police paraded through Baghdad in celebration of the recapture of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Mosul is the second largest city in northern Iraq and was the militants' primary stronghold in the country. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced the liberation of Mosul on the 10th of July. A court in Iran has sentenced an American citizen to 10 years in prison on charges of, quote, infiltration. The individual's name was not released, said to be a dual citizen of the United States and another unspecified country. Iran has detained and sentenced several dual nationals from the United States, Britain, Austria, Canada, and France on charges including espionage and collaborating with hostile governments. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday that the people who planned last year's failed coup in Turkey are, quote, traitors who should be beheaded. The United States has condemned the coup but has disagreed with Turkey on several issues.
Erdogan blames his U.S.-based political opponent Fethullah Gulen for masterminding the coup and demands his extradition. The U.S. government has refused to extradite Gulen without substantial evidence that this was the case. Former U.S. ambassador to Ankara James Jeffrey says it would be hard to extradite Gulen without proof that he was involved or knew about a plot to assassinate the Turkish head of state.
That gets into very complicated stuff that I haven't seen the proof, but I would be surprised if there's a whole lot of proof, because if you're going to do something like that, you typically don't leave a paper trail.
But Jeffrey says that Gulen's supporters had infiltrated the Turkish armed forces, police and judiciary, and ultimately helped engineer the coup. Zlatis Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of people rallied in Warsaw Sunday to oppose the Polish government's controversial new court reforms. Opponents see them as a threat to judicial independence. They chanted, "We will defend democracy," and waved EU and Polish flags. About 4,500 protesters attended the demonstrations in the Polish capital, according to police. Smaller rallies were held in other cities throughout the country. The law passed last week gives lawmakers a dominant role in appointing judges, a move that opposition parties and rights groups said would make jurists subject to political influence. China has released a prominent rights activist from prison. Zhu Xiong was freed Saturday after serving a four-year sentence. His lawyer said Zhu was in good health, but offered no further details. Zhu had been convicted in 2014 for organizing an illegal gathering with the purpose of disturbing public order, a vague charge that activists say has been used to muzzle critics of the government. That's the news at this hour. There's more from around the clock, around the world at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.